And Brian Jennings has the news.
The Irish Dental Association has said more than 100,000 children were denied primary school screening dental appointments last year. It said there was huge uncertainty over the service, as the government appeared to be suggesting that children should be seen by private dentists. Our health correspondent, Fergal Bowers.
The Irish Dental Association has claimed that the HSE is failing in its duty to provide adequate care to children under the Health Act. It says that over 100,000 children were denied primary school screening dental appointments last year. The association says there's huge uncertainty over the service, as the government appears to be suggesting that children should be seen by private dentists. It believes the problem is down to a shortage of public dentists. The association is holding its annual conference in Killarney. In response, the HSE said that children are seen at ages that correspond with dental developmental milestones to identify opportunities for timely preventative interventions. And it added that an extra 47,800 examinations were undertaken for children who were seen under the emergency dental programme last year.
The Prison Officers Association has said that the problems in the prison service with overcrowding, drug abuse, attacks on prison officers and drug trafficking are getting worse. The association said drug dealers are now using drones to fly drugs into the prison, while the nets at three prisons designed to stop them have fallen down, and that there has been a 25% increase in prisoners in custody over the past 5 years, with levels of overcrowding at unsafe and unacceptable levels. Our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds.
Prison officers say there are more than 1,000 more prisoners in the country's jails since 2019, but the number of additional spaces has only increased by 43. This, they say, has led to chronic overcrowding, with prisoners doubled up in single cells, sleeping on floors, and in offices and locker rooms never designed as cells. Association President Tony Power says the situation is unsafe, unworkable and unacceptable, and has blamed the Minister for Justice and the Director General of the prisons for not properly planning for the future. He has dismissed a €12 million plan for 30 single-occupancy modular home cells as costly and ineffective. Prison officers also say the nets at Clover Hill, Wheatfield and Mountjoy, designed to stop drones and drug smuggling, fell down in the snow last month and have not been repaired. Drugs are now being thrown into the prisons and delivered by drones, often directly to the inmates' cells. The Deputy General Secretary, Gabriel Keaveney, also says that violence in the prisons has increased by 140% in the last 3 years. Paul Reynolds, RTE News, at the Prison Officers' Conference, Sligo.
In the United States, the Supreme Court will hear oral arguments in a case taken by Donald Trump, in which he argues that as a former president, he's immune from criminal prosecution. And in Arizona, 18 Republicans, including Mr. Trump's former chief of staff, have been indicted for alleged election interference after the 2020 presidential contest. Our Washington correspondent, Sean Whelan.
Donald Trump claims that as a former president, he is immune from criminal prosecution, a position which, if upheld by the court, would lead to the collapse of the federal election interference case against him in the District of Columbia, the racketeering case involving electoral interference in Georgia, and the classified documents case in Florida. The Supreme Court has already ruled that presidents enjoy immunity from civil prosecution in a case involving Richard Nixon, though prosecutors say the fact that Nixon received a presidential pardon from his successor, Gerald Ford, implies presidents can face criminal charges. Even if the judges find he has no criminal immunity, a delay in issuing the judgment could jeopardize the chances of any of the cases starting before the presidential election in November. Sean Whelan, RTE News, Washington.
A strike by air traffic controllers in France today is leading to some delays and flight cancellations here and across Europe. Ryanair has said it has been forced to cancel over 300 flights, while several Aer Lingus flights have also been hit. New research by Trinity College Dublin suggests Ireland's young LGBTQI plus population are experiencing significant mental health challenges. The findings indicate that mental health and well-being have declined amongst younger members of the community in recent years. Our social affairs correspondent, Alva Keneally.
This study by Trinity College in conjunction with the LGBTQI plus support group Belong To is the first of its kind since 2016. It highlights significant challenges experienced by younger age groups in the LGBTQI plus community. It's found that half of those aged between 14 and 18 have experienced severe or extremely severe symptoms of depression, while 66% experienced the same level of anxiety. 59% had a possible eating disorder, 72% had self-harmed, and 77% reported suicidal thoughts. The figures fell somewhat for those aged between 19 and 25 years. Mental health challenges were the highest amongst the transgender and gender non-conforming community.
In France, part of the Moulin Rouge windmill, one of the most famous landmarks in Paris, has collapsed. The reason for the collapse is not yet known. There are no reports of any injuries. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. For highly efficient, sustainable home heating for your new build, choose Grant's A++ rated Airona heat pump. Visit grant.ie.
Scattered showers in the north to begin, with some limited bright spells elsewhere. Becoming mostly cloudy later, with showery outbreaks of rain, turning heavy later in parts of the south and southwest. Drier and sunnier conditions in the north during the afternoon. Highest temperatures 8 to 12 degrees.